Hey, welcome to the B Effect. I'm your host, B Joy. And today on the B Spot, we have Love On Board. And I have here the owner of Love On Board, who is Lachelle Sloan, who a lot of people also know as Belle. Say hey, hi, everyone. So I'm really excited to have Belle on. I've been knowing Belle for a while. We kind of go back way back for some years. We've been knowing each other a long time. So I'm very excited to have her on. I respect her. I value her and her hustle. And East Boards is definitely taking off. So I definitely wanted to have her on her so she could tell y'all about her business. And so y'all could order and support her. So, I'm going to go ahead and let her go, and I'm going to let her tell y'all about Love On Board.
Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me. Love On Board is a new baby for me that I started back in 2021, New Year's Day, actually. And it's something that I really enjoy doing.
Okay. What made you start it?
Actually, I had got a board gifted to me from this company called boarding you for my birthday.
Okay.
And I was just like, you know, what is this? You know, type situation. And I had said, was just sitting around eating it. And I felt a little bougie eating it. I felt a little bougie. And I was like, okay. And my son, Avon, who has autism, he's very, very picky. And he loved it. And so that prompted me to go and start making my own. First, I started off with just little plates for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into, you know, just trying different things. And really, that's how it came about.
Okay.
With my son, Avon.
All right. So tell me, what's the hardest thing about the boards, about making the boards? What would you say is the most challenging?
Pairing. Believe it or not, there are certain cheeses, you know, you have your sweet cheeses, your savory, your spicy, and everything's not going to mesh with certain fruits and certain meats, so pairing is one of the hardest things that I found.
Okay.
To do.
Yeah, and see, I didn't know anything about that, so you kind of, like, educated me on that a little bit during a conversation. I didn't know that, yeah. Like, all that mattered, so.
I went to, like, tastings, and then also pairing with different wines, because a lot of people want wine with it, and mm-hmm. So. Just pairing.
Okay. So what have you noticed? So you said you started, so you've been in business a little over a year and a half.
Yeah.
What have you noticed was your busiest time? Like, what's your peak times? Is there a certain holiday or?
Mother's Day.
Okay.
Mother's Day is very busy. We always say it's a gift that keeps giving. So, Mother's Day and also Valentine's Day is a big one as well.
Okay. And then, so let's get into these boards. All right. So, what type of stuff do you put on the boards?
So, the board that I brought you today is a signature board.
Mm-hmm.
One of our classic signature board with a little bit of tweaking to it. And most of what I feel makes a balanced board is you got to have your sweet, your savory, and your spicy. A lot of time your spices can come in with your cheeses. And so there's generally 2 to 3 meats, 3 to 5 cheeses, your fruit, and you always got to balance it out with some nuts and some crackers.
Okay, so here is the board, you guys. I'm going to take some pictures of it as well. And we're going to open it up here in a few. So how do you decide what you're going to put on the board? Do you go customization, like per order? Do you ask people? Or do you kind of just make the boards freely? Like, is this something?
So that's a classic board. So I have an actual menu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's listed on what's on the boards. Now, I can do modifications if needed because I have some who don't like pork, so mm-hmm. I have to substitute. But most of the time, everything is itemized on what goes on it.
Okay.
So you have most of my customers get the classic board or the ultimate classic board. But we also have fun boards like the movie night board, the Aloha board, the Juicy Fruit. It's a lot of different ones. Okay.
I've seen the small little cute boxes. Like, I think right now you got a special going on, actually. I'm not sure if it's too, is it too late to order already?
Yes.
For this weekend,
okay.
It is.
Okay.
But, you can get them at any time.
Okay.
I just really need a few days heads up, and we can always get it made for you.
Okay. All right. So, let's talk about it. What's the shelf like? Shelf life, like, excuse me.
I say 3 days refrigerated.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do refrigerate it, I would remove the crackers, because once crackers get cold, they can become soggy.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else on there, I would say 3 days.
Okay. Okay. Now, is this an option for shipping or no?
I've actually shipped before.
Okay.
So shipping is an option. Yeah, you can definitely get it shipped.
And okay, I'm glad. Because I'm going to order one for one of my friends. Shout out to Ashley. I told her a little while ago that I was going to send her a board. So I'm definitely going to get one from Belle and send you one. So definitely. She's in Atlanta. So
yes, I would definitely love to ship. We have shipped to Michigan, Texas, and LA so far.
Okay. Yeah. All right, y'all. So I'm about to open my board. I don't want to mess up my little pretty bow, but I'm about to open it up because, for one, I like these little honey dipstick things. I mm-hmm. really like those. They're really cute. I think that's what I like about it. That's where the bouginess comes in. It all the utensils and then like how it's cut up.
Yeah. Then I always try to add something sweet to it, whether it's some chocolate covered pretzels, some candy. So, ooh, I hope you enjoy it.
It's delicious.
I'm gonna try first.
All right, so tell me, how long does it take you to make a board?
A size like this, which would be considered our medium board, it takes me about 30 minutes. So, not very long. It just depending on the detail that has to go into it. Sometimes you have those custom boards where they want letters spelt out or words spelt out in cheese. So some boards just take a little more time than others, but generally like 30 minutes.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. And do you have like a, are you on social media? Do you have a social media page, Facebook, Instagram? Tell us where we can find Love On Board at.
So we have Love On Board on Facebook, and it's Love On Board KY. And we also have an Instagram page, which is Love On Board KY as well.
And also, too, I'm going to put this up there. This is the card, so you can see it there, and you can find it there, and email her, find her on Facebook. Please reach out for your board needs.
Yes, definitely. I want you to enjoy it. And then save some for your husband. So
that's
he
honey,
can
right?
Yes, that's honey.
Okay. Ooh, look at that honey. I love honey.
So this white triangle of cheese, that mm-hmm. is a Chardonnay wine cheese.
Oh.
That kind of gives you like a little spicy kick to it.
Okay.
This over here is sweet cheese. This is blueberry goat cheese.
This right here?
Yes.
Okay. What's this?
Those are Colby Jack cubes.
Okay.
And then under there is Pepper Jack.
Is that pepperoni?
Yes.
Okay.
And then ham, because I know that's something that you requested. Yeah. And under those pretzels is what we call brie cheese, and that's a creamy cheese.
Well, let me just tell you that these pretzels is not about to last. Don is about to fuck them up.
See, I didn't know. I don't know if they eat, like, milk chocolate.
He love, oh, girl, he love white chocolate. He gonna eat them all, so, but he love white chocolate, but he gonna...
I'm a white chocolate fan. And so I was like, let me just put both, because I didn't know. So, I hope you guys really enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about your business. Thank you for coming on. And Let me just say that Love On Board is the first business on the B-Spot. So, thank you for that.
Oh, really?
Yes, yay. You are my first business highlight interview. So, thank you for that. And it's been a joy. I really enjoyed talking to you. And before we leave, I want you to tell me two things that people may not know about boards, about charcuterie boards. Two things.
Let's see. Two things that people may not know about charcuterie boards is that, one, they are very romantic, okay? And I say, and I know people think, okay, it sets a mood. Mm-hmm. it sets a mood. And they are made with love. And that's how you get Love On Board.
Gotcha. I was going to ask. That was going to be my next question. How did you come up with the name?
It's love. You put a lot of time and love into, you know, when you have a passion for something that you love doing. I love cooking. I love anything that has to do with food. And so, like, every board that I do, I really put a lot of time and thought into it. It ain't something that I just throw together. I don't go to like Kroger and just pick up some stuff. You know, I really take my time, whether I'm hitting up different fruit stands, whether I'm going to Cincinnati to the Jungle Gym to get certain stuff. Like, a lot of love is put into these boards. So I'm hoping that, and I've been told that a lot of people get that when they eat it and enjoy it. So hopefully you do the same.
Yes. Well, let me just say, I have already been touching on this cheese and this cracker. And one, I'm not a big cheese fan, so I like, if I do eat cheese, I like different cheeses. And okay, you definitely did hit that on the nail. So I'm loving this board already. So
I
got a little bit of everything
person
on her, y'all. I'm telling y'all, y'all definitely have to hit her up and get y'all one of these boards for all occasions. Follow her again on Facebook and Instagram. She's always running great specials. And again, hit her up, place your orders. Yes, definitely.
Yes, please do. We are here to accommodate you. But, you know, it don't have to be an occasion or no holiday. It could be just because
you want a board.
Yeah, I have people who order they just want to chill for the weekend and just want a little board to chill with. And
perfect for date night, perfect,
yes,
for girls night.
Yes.
I mean, hey, you can't go wrong. Cannot go wrong. So yes, please get y'all's boards from Love On Board. Again, shout out to Bill. I really appreciate her coming through. Thank you. And I look forward to having her back again on her for something else, of course, but I definitely look for her to be a recurring guest and come back and vibe out with me.
Definitely.
But all right, guys, that's a wrap on the B-Spot. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.